This is CNN Vantage Point. I'm Philip Proe, Senior Investment Officer with CNN Wealth Management, and today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of December 2022 and our current outlook. Inflation and central bank rate hikes remain focal points for the markets. November's CPI report, released on December 13th, showed inflation increasing at a 7.1% year-over-year rate. While still elevated, this is the smallest monthly year-over-year CPI increase since December of 2021. The Fed raised the Fed funds rate by 50 basis points in December, marking the seventh rate hike in 2022 and the fastest hike pace since the early 1980s. The Fed fund rate now stands at 4.5%. Evidence is mounting that rate hikes are producing their intended effect of slowing economic activity. The most recent ISM Purchasing Managers Index report showed contraction in the manufacturing sector following 29 consecutive months of growth. Consumer spending has come under pressure as the latest U.S. retail sales report declined 0.6%, more than the 0.2% decline expected. Sales of existing homes fell 7.7% in November, marking the 10th straight month of declines. Rate hikes and sticky inflation have pressured both stocks and bonds. The S&P 500 index declined 5.77% in December and 18.13% this year, its worst annual return since 2008. The Bloomberg Aggregate Bond Index lost 13% this year as rising rates have caused bond prices to fall. This is only the second time in the last 50 years that both stocks and bonds have declined in the same year. Commodities provided the lone bright spot in 2022. The Bloomberg Commodity Index posted a 13.75% return this year. It's our view that 2022's challenging investment environment will continue in the near term. We believe markets are discounting the impacts of tight monetary policy, but are not factoring a large enough earnings decline. We expect the earnings decline to materialize in the first half of 2023, and equities will respond by trending lower and challenging the 2022 lows. Expecting an earnings challenge, we completed portfolio rebalancings in December. We retain a neutral weighting to equities, but shift to a slight defensive tilt by increasing large cap value equities where earnings quality is most resilient. We trimmed mid cap and foreign equities to fund this move. We also increased our domestic core fixed income exposure to take advantage of higher yields by reducing our market neutral position. Finally, our portfolios are overweight ultra short bond, which we intend to redeploy into equities at an opportune time. History shows us that market declines present attractive entry points for investors. In fact, it's rare that the S&P 500 drops two consecutive years. It's only happened four times since 1928. If the U.S. economy falls into a recession, we expect it to be short and shallow. But more important to us is the fact that it would be a Federal Reserve-induced recession, which means it would be easier for the Fed to lead us out of it if needed. That's a constructive setup for equities for those with a long-term view. And with fixed income rates at attractive levels, a lot of money that was chasing equities over the past 3 years is out of the equity market. Again, that's constructive for equity fundamentals in the long term. At this point in the cycle, if you are currently invested, we'd recommend you stay invested. For all others, we would dollar cost average new monies. Our strategy continues to be stay neutral because we cannot time the market, and remain patient for a better time to increase our equity holdings. If you'd like more information about our portfolio positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. If you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you'd share it with your friends. Thank you for listening. On behalf of all of our CNN Wealth Management team, we want to wish you and yours a Happy New Year.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.